you seen my Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? He's the lily, 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 lily of the valley. Have you seen my Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? He's the lily, 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 lily. Have you seen my Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? Have you seen my Jesus? Devil said no, God say yes. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Blessed be your name for your word. Thank you for the things we have seen this morning. We worship and honor you in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Somebody already been blessed, say amen. This is the tragedy of those who come so late to church. A lot of things happen and they are not aware. They just walk in now, thinking that the service is just starting. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say. I will stand upon my watch, watching to see what he will say. I speak very quickly. Subject, posture, or positioning. Posture. Bracket positioning for divine direction. Our objective is as simple as it is: understanding the right posture or positioning for divine direction. It has been made abundantly clear that divine direction is a vital necessity, not just for the Christian life, but for existence as a whole. Vital necessity, divine direction. That is God leading a person, guiding a person. Very important. I want you to know the following reasons. First, life itself is at the mercy of direction from God. That is, people can die before their time because of something they didn't hear from God.
Second, people can be victims of the wrong and disastrous relationships for lack of direction. The wrong and even disastrous relationships for lack of direction from God. Talk of friendship relationships, business relationships, marital relationships. Because there was something God was trying to say they couldn't hear. That this man is not a friend. This person can't be your husband. This person can't be your wife. But they never heard. Thirdly, people become victims of massive losses in investment and other areas for failing to hear from God. Victims of massive losses. There are people who have lost millions, lost billions, because God was saying something that they never heard. Either God was saying, don't put money here, or remove this money from here now. They didn't hear. Fourthly, many are victims of chronic stagnation and delay for failing to hear God. That is, life on the same spot. Because until you know what to do, you don't live where you are. Stagnation. Fifthly, many are victims of labor without reward. And labor in frustration because of laboring in the wrong endeavor. Labor without reward, labor in frustration because of laboring in the wrong endeavor. Pouring their energy in areas that don't need a dime, an ounce of their energy at all. Having said all of this, it is very important to know, what do I do to hear God? What is the right posture? How do I position my life, my mind, to hear God? We have many of the points, but this morning I'll look about six of them as sharp as we can. Number one. Be desperate to know the mind of God. Be desperate. Be desperate to know the will of God per time. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3 said, then shall we know if we follow on to know. Then shall we know if we follow on to know. If we persist in knowing, we will know. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower and I will watch to see. That is desperation. I have said many times, you can't have insight until you have interest. You can't have insight where you don't have interest. I have observed from my own experience and the experience of others that desperation is key to direction. And God will not bother you with what does not bother you. If it doesn't bother you to know the mind of God for various areas of your life, God will not bother you with what does not bother you. God will not bother you. As a growing up young man on fire for God, 30 something years ago, one of the things I feared the most was to miss God. Miss God either in getting married, miss God in getting into ministry. There was such a level of desperation. Lord, I can't miss you. He pushed me into 3 days fasting dry, 7 days fasting without food, all manner at various junctions. And by the mercies of God, he helped at various junctions to step into what was his will. Desperation. I prophesy upon somebody here today, you will not miss God in your life. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You will not miss God in life and destiny. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Be desperate to know the mind of God. Number two, possess the quality of meekness. The quality of meekness. Psalm 25 and in verse 9. It says, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek is the only one qualified for guidance, not the proud, not the arrogant. The meek is the only one qualified to be taught the way of God. I'd like you to listen to me very carefully on this point. When we talk about meekness, what are we talking about? First, ability to be taught. Teachability. Also, meekness refers to the ability to be corrected. Ability to be taught. Ability to be corrected. It refers to the ability to make a U-turn when you realize you have made the wrong turn. And God sees a meek heart. And he knows. Listen. The reason why there is so much frustration in this world is because meek people are scarce. Nobody saw God like Moses. Nobody heard God like Moses. God said, if there was any prophet, I spoke to them in parables, in visions. But my servant Moses is not like that. I spoke to him face to face. What qualified Moses for that level of hearing God? Numbers chapter 12 verse 3 gave us an answer. He said, now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. The man Moses was very meek above all the men. He was meeker than everyone in his generation. And he heard God more than anyone in his generation. He saw God more than anyone in his generation. He saw God more than anyone. Meekness means this move I made is a wrong move. So I return. He says, no matter how far you have gone in the wrong direction, make a U-turn when you discover you are wrong. Am I communicating? There are people who pack their load out of this country and arrive the UK, arrive the US, and by the first day they arrived, everything inside them said, you are in the wrong place. Everything, every single thing says you made the wrong move. Peace is lost. Joy is lost. Everything is just like Sahara Desert.
But who are they to make a U-turn? What will people say if I go home? They will say I'm confused. Is it not America that people are succeeding? I will remain here. They would rather die with the wrong step than to make a change. That is where there is a bankruptcy of meekness. They will remain there for 15 years. They suffered for those 15 years. And they say, all right, let me just go back home. That is 15 years wasted forever. 15 years that could have been applied in another direction. More profitable. Wasted forever. Because meekness was lacking. There are people who entered the relationship. After 1 week of interacting with this man or this man or woman, it is clear to them that they have missed it. This can't be your wife. This can't be your husband. For where? They have to go on like an ox to the slaughter. Just keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on. Every single day of their life reminds them that they are with the wrong person. But I've wasted too much time. I've been single for long. Let me just marry. And even if it doesn't work, at least let them say he married before. Bastard devil. So wedding card is out. What is wedding card compared to destiny? Compared to the fulfillment of your life's assignment. Nothing. You know, there was a time when our church in Area 1, the church, Dunamis Church worldwide, was one branch, Area 1. And then they say some people are coming from Nyanya, from Maraba, and they are unable to cope. So let's assist them with a branch there. At that time, God never spoke to us anything about branch. So, according to the leading of the people, not the leading of God, we took a branch to them in Nyanya. That branch lasted for only about 5 weeks. When the Lord showed to me that he was not involved and that he didn't give us any direction to start a branch. You are aware of what I'm saying? He didn't give us no direction. I told the pastor at that time, I said, return back to base on the spot. He said, what do I do with the equipment? I said, dash it to any church that is nearby. Dash the equipment to any church nearby. We are all preaching the gospel. Dash it to them. Dash them the chairs. What about the people? Anyone who cannot come from there, you should find nearby churches there. So we returned back to base and continued until the marching order came to now step into the city. Now there are, I don't know. I need to go to the check now. Over 100 churches scattered here and there. Some running 4 or 5 services. We went when it was commanded and he became committed. But when you do the things that God has not commanded, it requires your own commitment to make it work. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? This is very, very important. Don't ever be too proud to say I am wrong. As prophetic as Samuel was, he was wrong. I listened to God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. From the testimonies I heard from him, I think he made more wrong steps than right steps. Except that he received correction and he will make a U-turn immediately. For example, when he was commissioned to ministry, the address of the headquarters of the ministry was Jos. That was where they commissioned him in 1983, September. By Pastor Iya Adeboye, laid hands on him, commissioned him. Everybody, Jos is ready. People have been in Jos there for 1 full year. They have secured an office ready to move to Jos. We released this servant of the Lord to go to Jos. And as the commissioning was over and he was praying, God said, you are going to know Jos. He said, what?
God said, it was not me you heard. You heard your heart. He said, you remember in 1974, when you were playing table tennis around the Genta area of Jos. At that time, you told yourself, if I have the choice of where to live in the future, Jos will be the place. It is that choice you had, not me. See, it is that voice, that decision you had, not me. As for you, I will have you to remain here at Ilorin there. And he stayed put. Then from there, what do we do from Jos? All of you return back. All the people who saw me praying for me to go to Jos, when I tell them I'm not going to Jos anymore, what would they say? Wouldn't they say I am confused? It's immaterial. We don't move by sentiments, we move by his voice. When you are married to your mistakes, you continue to deliver regrets. There are people who want to remain married to the mistake. I've already made the mistake, so just remain married to the mistakes. And just because of who, what will people say, what will this person say, they just remain with what is wrong. And they continue to deliver regrets for life. That will never be your portion. I have so many things I could say on this point. You are about to go on the wrong journey at the motor park. You have paid the transport fare and you realize you are not to take the trip. And you say, give me back my money. And they say, we can't give you back your money because you took another person's place. You say, okay, let me just go on the journey. For where? Make a U-turn. You don't know what is ahead of you. It's better to lose the transport fare than to lose your life before time. Meekness. Possess that quality of meekness. Every time there is a mistake, where possible, there can be a retake. If you miss the take, read the take, repeat the take. Only a few areas where you that is a bit hard, especially when you have married the wrong person. Very difficult. That one is almost it's a fixed deposit. Possess the quality of meekness. Number three, commit your steps to the Lord. I am about to do this, Lord, I commit to you. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Don't trust your brain to give you direction. In all the things you do, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs chapter 37 and in verse 5. He said, Psalm 37 verse 5. Proverbs stops at 30. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. What is the meaning of this? Don't take important steps or make important moves without checking it out with the Lord. Important steps, important moves, major business decisions, marriage decisions, career decisions, relocation decisions. I heard from Kenneth Hagin, that a businessman under his ministry once came to him and said he had never made a transaction that he lost. He has never put his money in the wrong business before. And Kenneth Hagin said, that cannot be possible. How can that be possible? And the man said, it's very easy. He said, the man said, I have a penthouse in my house that is like my holy of holies. If I have a business, I go before the Lord. And I present it before the Lord. I commit it to the Lord. He said, if I have a green light, I go ahead. If I have a red light, that's no go area at all. If I have yellow light, I wait. For that purpose, I have never put my money in anything that not of God, that God did not approve of. You know, we live in a world today where people are in a hurry. Things must happen very fast. They are in a hurry. We want to do things our own way and bring it to God to stamp it. God said, I don't operate like that. But hear this. Not every good idea is a God idea. There are good ideas that are traps in disguise. The idea looks good, but it's not God. And it is better to be slow and sure than to be fast and fail. Committing things into the hands of the Lord may appear slow, but it is sure. Doing things our own way may appear fast, but it fails. Somebody say a loud amen. You will not fail another time. You will not fail another time. You will not fail another time. If you are saying a loud amen, shout the loudest amen. Commit things into the hands of the Lord. Commit your things. You know, some time ago I got bothered about marital failure. Marital failure. Why is it that we have so much marital failure in our generation? And as I inquired, I began to realize, first of all, that not many marriages have any root in God. Not many. That is, people made their decisions without God involved. I saw that. Then I saw, secondly, that most marriages today have foundations that are not clean. People have met with each other severally before officially coming to the altar to say they are going to get married. Then I realized that many other marriages, there's no foundation of the word. Husbands, love your wife. For where? Wives, submit yourself to your husband. For where? So the things are just failing here and there. But it is very, very important commit your steps to the Lord. If God knows that you don't do anything until you hand it over to Him, He will guide you into the right things. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number three, or four now, possess the attitude of inquiry. The attitude of inquiry. That is the capacity to ask questions. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk there. He says, stand and ask. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Answers are the products of questions. Until questions are asked, answers are never assessed. Especially the right questions. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid to ask questions. Because God is looking for who to answer. Did you hear what I just said? Don't be afraid to ask questions. Because God is looking for who to answer. At the place of prayer, Abraham asked questions. Lord, if you find so many righteous men in Sodom, will you still destroy it? God said no. David asked several questions. Should I pursue this troop? Will I overtake them? Will I recover everything? Yes, pursue. The people of Keilah are coming. Saul is coming to Keilah. Will they hand me over to him? Yes, they will. I am in this battle with the Philistines. Lord, where do I go? What do I do? Don't go like other times. Am I communicating at all? Divine direction is the backbone of spiritual conquerors. Do you know the reason why David lost no battle? He always asked God questions. It's the backbone of spiritual conquerors. You will not miss it another time. You will not miss it another time. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say the loudest, believers, amen. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, after they had been given the certificate for the opening of the university, Covenant University, while everybody was happy, he was still not happy. He held the certificate. And he said, oh Lord, are you in this thing? Or we just went to open something? Are you in it? If you are not in it, I will tear it now. And God said, I am the one. Go ahead. He said, at a point, they needed about 2 billion in the course of the construction. And they brought some people, some bank people to assist them, give them loan and facilitate what they call, whatever. And he heard the voice of God say to him, he was not going to take it anyway, but he said, if God cannot build it, who can run it? And then God built it under 7 months. Facility for people to come to the hostel within 7 months. And he held the certificate. And he told God, now we are dedicating. What do? God said, lie down on the bare floor at the gate of the university and hand it over. And he lay down at the bare floor. He said the heat from the ground entered his body as he lay down there. That was the last heat he ever felt regarding running that school. Moving swiftly because of hearing and asking. Is God speaking to someone here at all? What does asking question do? 3 things. First, what's the implication of asking? Number one, God loves to be asked. The way a father enjoys questions from children, God loves to be asked. Ask of me, Psalm 2 verse 8, and I will give you the hidden for your inheritance. Ask of me. He loves. Ask. Matthew 7:7. Second, asking is proof of human helplessness and total dependence on God. You are showing that you are helpless. You are helpless. I'm helpless. I am dependent. And God will never abandon the helpless. Third, asking opens the mind and heart. Opens the mind and heart. Opens up the heart and mind to answers. Your mind, your heart opens up. The process of asking opens you up to answers. In Proverbs chapter 20 and in verse 5. He said, counsel or answers is like deep waters in the heart of man. But a man of understanding will draw it out. There is counsel, there is advice, there are answers in the heart of a man that is like deep waters. But a man of understanding, a man who knows how to ask questions, will draw it out. Your heart, your spirit is loaded with answers. It takes questions to pull them out. Somebody say amen. What kind of questions are you asking? Lord, is that something you are saying I am not hearing? Please say it again. Please say it in the language I can understand. Lord, is there something I am doing that I'm not meant to be doing? Please let me see. Let me know. Lord, what is the mystery behind this struggle? Show me. Pastor, Lord, what do I do for this church to move to the next level? What do I do to move my life? And you are not asking in anger, because there are people who ask like they are quarreling with God. Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do now? What? Everybody is testifying. What of me? Even people are invited to church. What do you want me? Okay, tell me what you want. God is not your age, man, so he can't be threatened. I'm sure you understand that kind of thing. Even if you ask some human beings, fellow human beings, they won't answer you. A real person who respects himself will answer you. They are giving everybody money. You didn't give me. Did that offend you? I mean, is there anybody who will answer you if you ask him such a thing? He will reply you back. Did you give me money to hold for you? That is the reply. In our place, they can know how to reply such questions very well. My father said nobody struggles in order to allocate to another person. You don't struggle so that you hand it over to another person. You struggle. Praise the Lord. You ask revelation, expectation questions. You ask with the mentality, I am going to hear something. He is going to say something. Even if he doesn't say it now, in the course of studying the word, soon I will hear something. In the course of my sleep, I will see something. I will hear something. In the course of my dream, I will see something. I prophesy to somebody here, in the name of Jesus, before the next 1 week is over, every question you are going to ask God, the answer shall be released to you. I thought that was a very good place to say loud amen. Under the next 1 week, every question you are going to try to ask God, the answer shall rush at you. 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 Shout the loudest, amen. Lift up your right and say, Father, I'm going to be asking you questions and I will receive answers. You won't waste my time. I will ask you questions and I will receive answers. I will ask you questions and I will receive answers. I will ask you questions and I will receive answers. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Number 5. And now there are times to be patient with God. God's servant, Pastor Bishop Oyedepo, said he asked God one question about the current construction going on. Money is ready. Everything was ready to start construction. And he said to God, what about this construction? God said, don't ask me about it again until I tell you about it.
And then that was abandon the subject completely, 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 completely. When it was time for me to think of marriage, God spoke to me. He said, I want you now to pray to me to show you who will be your partner, your associate in life and in ministry. I want you. And then I separated myself. So there are things that God will draw your attention. As you have the attitude and the posture of inquiry, He will draw your attention at the appropriate time. And if your time is up, I prophesy, and you are not yet hearing, I declare from today your ear is opened. That amen can be louder. Your ear is opened. Your ear is opened. Your eye is opened. And you shall not miss God another time. Give the Lord a shout of praise, someone here. Number 5, posture for hearing from God. Be charged with the word. The word. The word of God. Be charged with the word. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 said, He will sanctify by the washing of water by the word. How does that concern us? So, the word equals water. Now, look at Psalm 26 verse 3. This is where it concerns us. Psalm 29 verse 3. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord. The word of God, the voice of the Lord is on top of the waters. The water is the word. The word of God is the companion of the voice of God. The other way is true. The voice of God is the container of the word of God. Now you are hearing my voice and also hearing the words that I am speaking inside that voice. Am I communicating? Every time you are in touch with the word, you are potentially in touch with the voice. Whenever you are in touch with the word, you are in touch with the voice. When you know somebody and someone said, so and so person said this, you will be able to say, yes, he can say such a thing. Am I communicating? Oh, he can say such a thing. So this is what the word of God does for you. First, the word of God familiarizes a person with the voice of God. It familiarizes you with how God speaks. It helps you to recognize the voice of your maker and differentiate it from the voice of the stranger. Secondly, the word of God connects you to the person of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10, it said there are many voices in the world. But the word of God makes the voice of God to be clear to you. Let me tell you, I've told you my own testimony before. When I was growing up as a Christian, almost everybody around me could see vision, could prophesy, could do things, but I could see nothing. Nothing, zero. Even if I close my eye, close it very tight. Nothing. If I use sellotape, Evo stick, nothing. So I felt maybe something was wrong with me. I mean, that's
surrounded with everybody. So I made the decision to dive into the world. Dived into the world. And then, out of the world began to come his voice. The things I heard from the world that I spoke came with accuracy, came with force and power. From that word of God, everything exploded. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom. In fact, one day I was studying the scripture, and while I was studying 2 Timothy, and while in between, I blinked a little bit, suddenly I was seeing something. I had forgotten the realm of what everybody was operating in. I decided to dive into the word, and from that word, the voice of God came strong. From that word, the voice of God came loud. I speak to somebody here today. In the name that is above every name, in this season, the voice of God shall come strong for you. The voice of God shall come strong for you. The voice of God shall come strong for you. You believe that, shout the loudest, say amen. Finally, pray abundantly in the Spirit. Abundantly in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit stirs. Okay, I'll put it in three again. Praying in the Spirit primes or stirs the activity of the Holy Spirit. It stirs that action, stirs the activity of the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6, it says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. Stir up the gift of God. And one major activity of the Holy Spirit is to give direction. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When you pray abundantly in the Spirit, you are stirred up. Your spirit, the Holy Ghost is stirred up. And the leading of the Spirit or the guidance of the Spirit or the direction of the Spirit can easily come. When God said it's time for him to show me who to marry, I stirred the Spirit. Praying abundantly in the Spirit. And as I will pray, one segment of my wife to be, then Sister Becky, just one segment will show up. Then the next day, another segment. The next day, all of a sudden it came together. Oh, is this the person? The person that I have been praying, trusting God to give a good husband? That was how it happened to me. As I prayed abundantly in the Spirit, this is one of her qualities. Another one just came together. So it's like a piece of puzzle together. Oh, really? Wow. It was very sweet. I mean, the manner of the leading. So, most times God will show you things one step at a time. At times you want to know everything at once and it may be difficult. It came together. Because I have seen her fervency in the Lord, preaching in buses, preaching in front of hostels. For one reason or the other, it never crossed my wildest imagination that she would be my wife. It never crossed my imagination. I was only wishing her well in her future. And to wish her that a wrong man shouldn't marry such a firebrand. Good husband. And I think God answered my prayers for her. Because I'm not a bad husband. That is what praying the Holy Spirit does for you. When it was time, when I was at the junction of my life. Am I to go to the United Kingdom because we had openings, my wife and I, the University of London with the Hammersmith Hospital for further practice and study? Am I to do some things in Nigeria here? My interest is in the surgery area and the neurosurgery. Am I to go somewhere? There was an opening in the Middle East where they said they'll be paying doctors $5,000 a month. 20-something years ago. So these were three openings. Lord, where do I go? So I stepped into the bush, to the mountains. Which way to go? Which way do I go? Which way to go? The whole of the first day, 24 hours, nothing was heard. He entered the next day. Morning till evening. About the evening of the second day, call it around 36 hours. Then, what I have been telling you, what I told you about 10 years ago, concerning my assignment for your life, this is the time. Really? How? Full blast. Oh, I thought I would practice medicine and then preach by the side. Shikapaka laka prakataka shokopaka leke paratakaska. Where is it? Abuja City, Nigeria. I don't know anybody there. If I go there now, I don't know where to sleep. That was where, that was how. But it was coming and coming. Details. The challenge of people is, if they start praying now and they don't hear anything from morning till night, God is not talking. It's enough. He won't say anything. Even if I'm here to donkey ears, he won't talk. No need. I announce to somebody, again, before this week is out, clarity shall come for somebody. Can that amen sound louder? Can that amen sound louder? Can somebody give me the loudest shout of amen? Is God speaking to anybody here? I'd like you to take these three things and then I close there. What? Okay, I've said the first already, that praying in the spirit helps to stir the spirit or to prime the spirit of God. The activity of the Holy Spirit. No, that is sharpening. Another way to say this is that praying in the spirit sharpens our spiritual sensitivity. It sharpens your sensitivity, sharpens your ability to pick signals. Whether in dreams, visions, revelation, trances, the voice of God, whichever, it just helps you to pick signals. Number two, or B, praying in the spirit helps you to tap into the frequency of mysteries. And mysteries are hidden secrets. The frequency of mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 said, he that prays speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men but unto God, for no man understanding him, how be it in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. These are hidden secrets. They include the things about your future, they include things about your marital destiny, include things about your career, include things about your assignment. You are tapping into that realm as you pray abundantly in the spirit. And finally, praying in the spirit irrigates the spirit of man with information and understanding. You are just saturating your spirit with information, with understanding. The more you pray. Or a robot said, it was by praying in tongues and understanding what he was praying that he realized he was to build on a robot's university. By praying in the spirit and then beginning to understand what he was praying, while he was praying in the spirit, he got to know that he was to build a robust university. Very, very important. Praying in the spirit irrigates the spirit of man with information and understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15. The Bible made it clear there. 1 Corinthians 14, 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. I will also pray with the understanding. The time comes when you pray in the spirit and you pray in the understanding. The prophetic realm, especially prophesying directly, began to operate in my life many, many years ago from the closet. I prayed so much in the closet. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Until I now began to speak things in English that I didn't meditate on, that was coming like tongues. It's like speaking in tongues, but in this case you are now saying it in the language you understand. The way you don't have the control over the tongue coming, in the same way the things were rushing out that I was not there, that I wasn't controlling. You see, so you pray in the spirit and then you pray in the understanding and you hit the road running. Someone gets it because you won't miss it another time. I wish that amen was louder. I wish that amen was louder. Someone who had something today, say a louder amen. Would you like to give God the praise? Jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Take your seat one time. Will you do it right now? Stand up and give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift up your hands. Go ahead. Appreciate Him. Worship Him. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him. Something is about to drop in the next 7 minutes. Lift your hands and begin to receive it.
Lift up your right hand. Please, I want everyone to listen to me. Especially those who are still just coming to church. As I'm speaking, can the camera show the entrance? There are troops of people trooping in for 7 a.m. service. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. But let them come. Let them come in straight. Those coming in now, make sure they come in straight. They're just trooping. If the drone can show you from outside, they are trooping in for 7 a.m. service. Are you seeing what I'm saying? That is Sunday morning service of 7 o'clock. It's okay, so that we don't identify some of them coming. That is total disservice, complete disservice of spiritual life. Is it difficult to stay in church from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. of Sunday, if God wants it? If that will change our lives? I want to beg you, from the opening prayer to the closing grace, anything can happen. Anything. Majority of the healings and encounters that took place today took place before the first passage was read. We may not go back to that phase now. I want to beg you, if you have to leave your home by 4 a.m. for this season, we'll soon return back to multiple services overflowing. But for this season, if you have to come, if you have to leave your house by 4 a.m. to be here for 7 a.m. service, it is a sacrifice to make for the sake of your life, for the sake of your spiritual life, and for the sake of your destiny. You don't walk in by 8 o'clock for 7 a.m. service. You don't walk in by 9. Not to talk of going to 10. They are still trooping. Maybe some still have the mentality of 10 a.m. service. But we have a combined service now. I want to appeal to you so that we can make the most of our time and the most of our lives in the presence of God. Many times people blame God. And when God will unravel some things to you, you realize that God is never to blame for most of the situations of most people. It's a new day for you. Lift up your hands, and I want you to make demands on the Spirit of God right now. We came here today. Part of the things we are receiving today is the lifting up of financial embargoes, limitations, and declaring release. But I want to let you know that a major way into the realm of unbelievable wealth is divine direction. That is money that will shock you, shock your world. He said that in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. And I want us to read it. Everybody read it together. When you hear Cyrus, you put your name. Let's go, one to go. Thus hear the Lord, to his anointed, to Paul and Enche, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before Paul and Enche. I will open the loins and loose the loins of kings to open before Paul and Enche the two leaf gates. Are you calling your name? And the gates shall not be shut. I will go before Paul and Enche and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give to Paul and Enche treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that Paul and Nancy may know that I, the Lord, which called Paul and Nancy by his name, I am the God of Paul and Nancy. Say, so he called you by name. Did I ask you to start calling your name? He said, I'm guiding you. If I leave you, you can't know where the money is. They are hidden riches. They are not findable carelessly. They are treasures inside darkness. Under the cover of darkness, there are things there. And God is revealing and unveiling them to us right now. You are going to lift up your hands, your two hands, and say, Father, I am ready. I am available. Lead me. Lead me. Lead me. Give me access to the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be directed. Now, lift up your two hands. Lift your two hands and say, Father,
Father,
I am available.
I am available.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be led.
To be led.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be guided.
To be guided.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be led.
To be led.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be guided.
To be guided.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be led.
To be led.
I am ready.
I am ready
to be guided.
To be guided.
In my life
and
in my destiny. I surrender
my life
to you.
To you.
Lead me, Lord.
Lead me, Lord.
Guide me, Lord.
Guide me, Lord.
Direct me, Lord.
Direct me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name.
Open your mouth and pray. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be led. My shot. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I am ready to be led. I am ready to be guided. I surrender my life to you. Lead me, Lord. Lift up your hands. Alright, do it, stretch it like this. Say, I put my hands in your hands, O Lord.
I put my hands in
say it louder. Say, I put my hands in your hands, O Lord.
I put my hands in your hands.
Lead me by the hand.
Lead me by the hand.
Into the treasures,
into the treasures
of darkness,
of darkness,
into the hidden riches,
into the hidden riches
of secret places.
Of secret places.
I surrender
my hand
into your hands.
Into your hands.
Lead me, Lord,
lead me, Lord,
into the treasures,
into the treasures
of darkness,
of darkness,
into the hidden riches,
into the hidden riches
of secret places.
Of secret places.
I receive your leading.
Your leading.
Now.
Now,
open your mouth and pray. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Into the realms of the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Lead me, Lord. Rapa, 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 rapa
In the name of Jesus. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. He said, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities, true prosperity, shall yet be spread abroad. God empowers his people who will spread his kingdom with wealth. Is there anyone like that here today? Will spread his kingdom with wealth. Buy evangelism Airbus. Like you buy bus on Hayas bus. We just got a rural evangelism truck. Trailer house. That is, if we arrive in a village where there is no decent place to sleep, we came with a house we can sleep in. It's room, toilet, things inside. Acquired for rural mission work. That kind of thing. We can have plenty of them. Plenty of the ones that fly in the air. Plenty of others. Churches built like water everywhere. Lord, see me. I am available. It begins with Titan. You can't do such a thing if you are struggling with paying 10%. Listen. When we say treasures of darkness, all these things are anchored on covenant practice. The law of sowing and reaping. For as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. I cannot remember that I have been in marriage for 27 years. And for 1 month, we forgot to tithe. Once. Neither can I remember forgetting about tithing since the year of 86. Which is like 36 years now. That 1 month passed. I wasn't a pastor. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. I was just a Christian. But I knew that a tenth of what enters my hand belongs to God. Not because they preached it to me, but because I saw it from scripture. And I practiced it, and it worked. From pocket money of 30 naira in the high institution that I was given by my father then. And it works. I want you, see, there are those who, they are consistent today, consistency disappears tomorrow. Then they start again. We are talking of unbroken consistency. Record of no break. No break. As far as I was concerned, it's better I slept hungry than not to pay my tithe. I mean, it was better I trekked than not to give God what belonged to him. Lift your hands and grace for consistency in the practice of the covenant. Grace for consistency in doing the right thing. I receive. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace for consistency in doing the right thing. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Grace for consistency. Grace for consistency in doing the right thing. I receive that grace now. I receive that grace now. Grace for consistency. Grace for consistency. Open your mouth and pray. Grace for consistency in doing the right thing.
I receive that grace now. In Jesus' precious name.
Now, did you come with any document or anything that is a point of contact to your finances? Lift them up. And if you came with nothing, just lift your hands. Maybe there is something you are pursuing and you have the papers of them here. You can lift them up. Maybe there is a document, something that has to do with anything that has to do with your financial life or your destiny as a whole. Lift them up. Maybe your point of contact to your career. Lift them up. And you want your phone to begin to give you the correct alert. You can lift it up too. And lift it up high. While we are doing this, I can only guarantee for those who have given their lives to Jesus, who have made their lives right with God. You are here today, you are not yet born again. You want your sins forgiven. You saw the miracles, you saw the signs, the wonders, you saw the word, and you want to do that. Please come forward. Let me pray for you alongside this time. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front. Let your own prayers happen in front here. God bless you. They are coming. Lord, I give you my heart. The rest of us, wave the things in your hand. You want to be saved. You want your sins forgiven. Come quickly. Come with all your things. Come with all your things. Come with all your things. With your Bibles, your bags, your things. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. All your things. The rest of us, keep waving what is in your hands.
Only for you alone.
Everybody sing.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
Only for you alone.
Every moment I'm away.
Every moment I'm away.
Hashiba la ya 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 ya. Everybody sing.
Lord,
I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away.
You can multiply the effect of what you are doing. Your mantle is up, your phone is up, and the phone light is on. It's called treasures of darkness. So let the light shine in that darkness, and let my treasures come out. Let my treasures come out. Lift it up. While we are still doing that, if you are here, you backslid and you want to return back to God, quickly step forward here and let's receive you. You backslid, you want to return back to God. You backslid, you want to return back to God. Let's receive you. You backslid, you want to return back to God. Or you are hooked on drugs, addiction, pornography, masturbation, lesbianism. You are hooked on any of this kind of life, lying, cheating, duping, fraud, 419, gambling, and you want your sins forgiven. Quickly, again.
Goodbye.
Quickly, come forward, come forward.
Sing. No longer with you.
The dance of sin.
Keep coming.
I am made up my mind to go
the rest of my life.
I made up my mind.
Keep coming, keep coming. Goodbye, 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 war.
Goodbye, war.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye
Lift it high up now. Those of you in the front, pray your prayer after me and say it louder. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' name. Lift everything you hold right now. Lekedia la baragadasa le peretese teride gelite peridi le peretite se paradani le teterotani keleberagaya le tesefera da gagalala la managada galagada 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 galagada. I speak right now against every form of financial limitation, limitation of your destiny, every demon of poverty, spirit of wretchedness. I declare your yoke is broken in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of empty-handedness, near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, your yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now into your destiny. I speak right now into your financial destiny. I speak right now into your marital destiny. I speak right now into your career destiny. I decree today, what is yours shall look for you. What is yours shall look for you. They shall send for you in the name of Jesus. Under the next 24 hours, what you have not seen in 24 months, in 12 months shall enter your hands. I decree today these phones are points of contact to begin to receive alert messages and messages of favor and messages of divine openings and messages of restoration and messages of recovery in the name of Jesus. I decree a new day for you. A new season for you. I decree new openings for you. Step into unbelievable realms of wealth. Unbelievable realms of increase. The city of Abuja shall favor you. The nation of Nigeria shall favor you. The city of Abuja shall favor you. The city where you are in Nigeria shall favor you. The cities of Nigeria shall favor you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. And I 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 honor you. I now release upon you the grace for giving, the spirit of sacrifice, the consistency in fighting and giving will be released upon you right now in the name of Jesus. And as you obey God, you will see results in Jesus' precious name.